Relationship rehab, other people's problems, your advice. 321-0931 to help.
All right, we got Chris standing by. He just heard basically what's going on in his life. And apparently, he's found some things on Facebook chat and saw a naked picture of his girlfriend. They don't exchange nudes. And once you paste something in Facebook chat, it just goes right away. And then she tried to cover it up. So we had a lot of red flags here. 321-0931. Let's get to some more calls. Shantae, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing today?
We're doing good, honey. What do you think here? I mean, you heard Chris's story. It sounds pretty tragic.
I think he is the red flag because she told you that it was a mistake. These technologies, the phones these days got technology that's high tech.
Yeah.
So she could put the phone up there and take pictures of her body. Believe her. She said it was a mistake. She said it was a snap. It was a quick snap. Believe her when she tells you that.
Okay. Well, they've been together a year.
Right.
So.
Don't doubt her.
Yeah.
You've been with her for a long time, so obviously you do love her.
Right.
If she told you that, that's what happened. It's an iPhone. That's what happened. It's not an Android. It's not a flip phone. These phones do a lot of extra things nowadays.
Oh, honey, you should see myself trying to take selfies. It's a hot mess. So
Yeah. They take selfies, and they take them quick, and it's real fast. So she loves her body. She probably takes pictures of her own body. She's probably secure with her body. So believe her. Don't sit there and deny it and think she's cheating just because of that picture. It's not on social media for everyone to see.
Right.
It was just for him to see it.
Right.
Okay. He didn't find her on the back page, you know, where they get all the naked.
Oh, yes. We love
people
those.
At, I'm going to say beaches, not the real world.
Okay.
Beaches. The beach
that's
that
hilarious.
We sit on, they got a lot of naked bodies there.
Yes.
But
it's called
she
the corner.
Said it only to him, and he only seen it.
Yeah.
So you love her, you believe her, and keep it moving. Don't leave her for that. No, that's wrong. No.
Okay.
I like that. So you're saying trust and believe.
Yeah,
I like that. Thank you very much.
Trust and believe. Trust and believe that she's telling the truth. High technology.
High technology.
Thanks for calling me.
We
really appreciate that. That was a great call. And, of course, he's listening right now. Let's get to Vanessa. I'd like to get some of the ladies here. Hi, Vanessa. Good morning.
Hello.
All right, girls.
What do you think? You heard his story. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, I just wish there was more guys like him that don't ask for naked pictures. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Finally,
second, I just
want to...
I was just going to play devil's advocate off the person that just got off the phone. I don't know about all that because I've been in the situation, like the other girl said, been dating for a while. I found pictures that were he was trying to say, oh, it was taken like this, this, and that, and it wasn't the truth. My other thing is, how long does the iPhone stay on that timer for then? Because if you think about it, how quickly is she going to have to, she's probably already naked, but lay down, you know what I'm saying? Like, get hose and
true.
All that stuff. I feel like you should definitely ask her, give her the chance to come clean, and if she doesn't, I mean, like someone else said, if it was a girl that took it, she would have just said that.
Yeah.
So I feel like something is being covered up, but I don't want to, like, give dude bad news, but...
Yeah.
Something shady.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Yeah. Well, there's smoke, there's fire usually.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Well, thanks for calling. Yep, we appreciate it, babe.
Thanks, love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was very nice. All right, because he's actually listening. Let's get to Mark. Good morning, Mark.
Morning.
Hey, so you heard the scenario here. He sees the thing. What do you think's happening?
Oh, man, I've been dirty and I've dated dirtier. I think she's cheating. But, I mean, like he said, if she's somewhere else,
dirty.
I mean, this can work out in his favor.
Yeah?
All right, so
imagine the story. The last girl you were with went away and did that to him. Oh, the next girl's going to think, wow, what a dude. You heard the one guy, girl.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish, it'd make, it's great.
Yeah.
It's a great rebound story. She may call him in a couple of days and break it off with him so he doesn't have to worry about it if she's somewhere else.
Let her
do what she's doing out there and then figure it out when she gets back.
All right. That's a good one. I like that.
Yeah,
he's listening to us, so thanks a lot, man. We appreciate
it. Thank you.
That's a good point. I mean, you know, maybe he can use this to rebound. Let's get to Susanna. Good morning, Susanna.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing good, hon. So,
hey, girl.
What do you think?
Okay.
You heard from Chris. He's got this thing going on. What do you think?
Well, you know, to me, it's neither here nor there if she's cheating or what's going on. I'm not a fan of the nude photo. It's just an ethical thing with me. And I don't care if you took it for me or you took it for somebody else. Don't send it to me.
Yeah.
So my problem would not even be where, who, what, any of that with the photo. My problem would be the fact that she sent a photo like that. So I've got to question her morale and her thought process that she even took a photo like that.
Yeah.
Susanna, are you telling me that I can't send you photos?
Please, you can send me photos, but no, you know.
Nice.
I'm enough of the Bieber shots.
Oh, okay.
You're the best. I love you.
I can't show the goodies.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, you know, I mean, in his defense, he says he doesn't even want that. He just wanted a, you know, a conversation. So
I know.
I
would be done with her for the simple fact that it was that's not what I want, and that's not the kind of relationship I want.
Yeah.
So I'm done.
Yeah, that's a good point, and that it's something to think about. Thank you very much for calling.
Thanks, honey.
Yeah, have a good day, guys.
Yeah, and Chris is going to shoot you a picture here in a little bit.
So. Yeah, I'm going to show you my body.
Thanks for calling. All right, let's get to Trevor. Good morning, Trevor. What do you think here on relationship rehab?
I think she's cheating on him, but I think we need to do a Breaking Bad news.
I'd like
so
good.
That he can call her up and say it's over.
We might have to.
I think we need to do a Breaking Bad news.
I like your style.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good point.
We might have to do that.
Yeah, because there's no way that another girl took that. There's no way.
Yeah.
And a timer, I don't even know. I have an iPhone, and I don't even know how to use my timer. So.
Yeah.
Ding, the turkey's done.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, man, thanks for calling. We appreciate it. All right, so relationship rehab, let's get to one more. Brandon, good morning.
What's up, guys?
Hi. Hey, man, so what do you think here?
Yeah, man, it's 50-50 on whoever's calling in, saying, you know, whether she's cheap or not. What he should be doing is his approach. You don't want to approach it too soft, too subtle, you know, too feminine. You know, just stay confident. If he's not confident and however he approaches her, she might not have remorse at all for taking the picture, and that will result in more pictures being taken.
Maybe he should take the picture to Walgreens and get blown up as a poster and then paste it up on the ceiling, and then when she comes home, she can see it.
Oh, my God.
Hey, keeping it classy, baby.
Brandon likes that idea.
I like that idea.